Forest Salt City SC and the Cougar Beat podcast. It's football season. And no, you did not hear that wrong. I'm talking football on today's episode of the podcast. Not football. We'll get to that soon enough. But I got a couple of very special guests that I want to talk about the very first BYU team that will be competing in the Big 12. They've already got the logo on the field. I'm standing on South Field right now. The logo is overlooking us. It's painted on the grass. It's not painted on the grass yet, but it will be. It will be shortly. And to get me started on BYU women's soccer in the Big 12, I'm joined by one of the newest strikers on the BYU women's soccer team, former UCLA forward, former Highland native, La Roca star, ECNL champion. I'm probably missing something. I don't know. All around awesome dudette, Ellie Wahlberg. Thanks for joining me for the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Sean.
Ellie, let's get right to it, because you're wearing a different shade of blue this year, coming in from UCLA, making the move back home to BYU. How is it just fitting in with the team? I see your Instagram every now and then. You're hanging out with a lot of teammates and that sort of thing. So just how's everything been being back home?
Yeah, I would say the transition's been super smooth. I mean, I've known all these girls in Utah. They're all Utah natives, so I've grown up playing against them, looking at them while they played at BYU. So, I mean, I've known them, and it's been super awesome to come in here and just fit in so great. I think we're super excited for this season, and we've worked really hard this summer. We started pretty early June. We were here working our butts off, and yeah, I mean, I just think things are going to start up really quick, and we're super excited to get that first dub against TCU here for the Big 12.
So pretty seamless.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you mentioned it right there. Just moving into a new conference, I'm sure that was probably a big part of your move kind of coming back home, is playing in another P5 league, playing in the Big 12 with the tradition of the Texases, the TCUs, West Virginias of the world. How do you feel like this team kind of stacks up against P5 level of competition? I mean, you're coming in off your freshman year in the Pac-12, a team that went to the national championship, by the way. So you guys were all right last year. They were all right. I don't want to give UCLA too much credit. We'll get to them in a minute. But how do you think this team overall kind of stacks up with what you know of sort of the day in, day out, week in, week out type of grind of Power 5 programs?
Yeah, so playing in the Pac-12, it was super competitive, but we have a super experienced class. Not only we have 11 seniors, but our coaching staff's super amazing, and they know what they're doing. Like I said, we have prepared so much this summer, doing free plays every morning, conditioning, and that right there is just a step up between the Big 12 teams, because we are here in Utah, and most of the team is here in Utah, that we've had that step up, and we've been getting to know each other even more, playing together, so we're more comfortable in that way. But yeah, Big 12 is going to be super, super crazy, and I think we're going to compete super well, and we're going to prove ourselves right from the beginning, and we're going for that Big 12 championship.
I mentioned your old school, UCLA. Obviously, you're fully integrated with BYU right now, so you're all in. You're from Utah County, so you should be all in at this point. But there is that little familiar logo on your guys' schedule, the Bruins coming to town here as part, before you get to Big 12 play. Did that jump out at you a little bit when you were like, ooh, that could be fun?
Yeah, I mean, that's marked on my calendar. I'm stoked, honestly, that to say the least, but it's going to be a battle. But we're here on South Field, and I know the fans are going to come out. The team's going to come out. Me and Brecken have already been preparing, because Brecken is at UCLA too. But we're really pumped, and yeah, it's just another game for us, and we're gonna beat the Bruins for sure.
One or two more, then I'll get you out of here. But how would you describe, and I know we're all of like a day and a half into practices and everything, so this will probably change 100 times between now and the first match of the season, but how would you kind of describe this team and just what, if you had to give an elevator pitch, I guess, to fans, what kind of team is 2023 BYU women's soccer?
We're competitors. I mean, we're big believers in going to the national championship, winning the Big 12, and we know that we can do it. That's in the back of our minds. We're focused on that. And I think just seeing today in practice, our first day back, we're competing. We want to play, and we're going for that national tournament, national championship, and this team is capable of doing so.
I got to ask you about one of your teammates. I almost said Olivia Wade, but I guess she's Olivia Katoa now. I hear she's the best player on the team, but that's biased. From some really biased sources. No, I'm just kidding. What's it like?
I'm like, bro.
She literally just walked up here, so I am going to ask you a little bit about Liv. What's it like playing with her?
Yeah, I mean... I mean, just knowing her from LaRocca, I mean, she was one I've always looked up to, and seeing her impact on the field, I mean, it's just a complete game changer, and she's our leader, she's our captain, and she just wants us to be the best, and with her on the field, we are our best, and I know me and her are going to combine for some super awesome goals this season, and it's going to be awesome.
That ended up actually being a really good soundbite. It's like you've done this before.
Hey, what can I say? Kidding. I've been practicing, looking in my mirror. Yeah, what's Sean gonna ask me?
That's right. Ellie Wahlberg, let's talk to Liv next. But awesome. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Sean. Oh no!
Coming down.
We're standing here on South Field as earthquakes are hitting or something like that. But
literally
standing here with Olivia.
You can say
Katoa.
Wade. You can say Olivia Wade Katoa.
Olivia Wade Katoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
You okay? Okay.
Yep.
Olivia Wade Katoa just recently got married. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On all of that. But
thank you.
I was embarrassing you a little bit as you walked up while I was talking with Ellie. She ended up saying some really nice things about
Aww.
You. Senior, team captain, that kind of thing. So I'm going to ask you to return the favor a little
of
bit.
Course.
What's it like playing with somebody like Ellie Wahlberg, she's brand new in this system,
mm-hmm.
but obviously you guys have a little bit of history together.
Yeah.
So just what's it like kind of having her at BYU?
It's amazing, honestly. I've never had the opportunity to play with Ellie just because I've always been a little bit older than her. And so when I found out she was going to UCLA, I was obviously super bummed because we would have loved to have her here last season. So when I found out that she was going to transfer over, I was just super excited because she just adds so much to the game. She's super knowledgeable about the game. She's an overall just a phenomenal player, and playing with her just seems so natural and so easy because she can come into a system that she's never played in before and just pick it up really quickly. And so just super excited to be able to play with her, especially this season. We've obviously been able to get in a few spring games, and it's been exciting. So I just know she's going to be a really impactful player her first year at BYU, so it's going to be great.
I like that you mentioned her coming into the system because she is one of the very few
mm-hmm.
new faces on this team. You
mm-hmm.
guys return a lot from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Has that helped you kind of incorporate from the spring through some summer conditioning, that kind of thing, to where you kind of just picked up where you left off a little bit last year?
Yeah, it definitely feels like we haven't skipped a beat whatsoever. The new girls that have come on, obviously we have, you know, Ellie as a transfer, we have some new freshmen, some returning missionaries, and I feel like just because we have such a large group of returning players, like the new incomers and the re-incomers, everybody, it's just been super easy for them to jump back into the system just because we already have so many people doing it and helping each other out. And so I think it's been super awesome, and it really doesn't feel like we've skipped a beat.
Do you feel a little bit of a responsibility with some of those new girls, transfers like Ellie and some of the freshmen and whatnot, as, you know, being a senior, being a leader on this team? I think you were a captain or an assistant captain last year, if I remember right. Do you feel like a little bit of a responsibility with some of those new girls to kind of bring them along and usher them along a little bit, or is that kind of divvied out with everybody?
I mean, obviously I feel like as a captain that you definitely feel that responsibility to help incorporate everybody into the system, but I feel like the team that we have, the group that we have, you could pick 10 girls on the team to be a team captain, and so I think that's what's so special about this group is everybody's here to help everybody, and I don't think it's just like a couple people that help incorporate everyone else. It's pretty spread out between, you know, all the returning players that we have, and so it's just been super cool to see people take on leadership roles, especially being like seniors and upperclassmen, and even just the underclassmen. They just feel like they fit right in and can have a voice, and they're just as important, and what they say is just as valid as, you know, the upperclassmen. So it's been great.
Last question, I'll get you out of here on this, because I was really shocked. I walked onto the field and there's this giant Big 12 logo next to Southfield, which I'm not used to.
Yep.
A little weird, right?
Yep.
Before you get there, though, you guys got to get through non-conference play, and it's another brutal schedule.
Yep.
You got the regional rivals, you're at Orem, at Salt Lake City, at Logan. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
And there's this little team called UCLA coming to Southfield.
Yep.
I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah.
The small school from Los Angeles
yep.
that I think a few people have maybe heard of. When you look at just kind of the totality of that non-conference schedule, what are kind of your thoughts on that, sort of getting through that gauntlet before you even get to, oh yeah, by the way, there's a new conference too.
Yeah, I think we purposely have a more difficult you know, preseason than most teams do. Just we like to play the best of the best right out the get-go just to see obviously where we're at straight from the get-go. And so I think it honestly sets the tone for the rest of the season. It just kind of sets a tone of, hey, like, we're going to be competing against the best. We are the best, so we're going to be competing against the best all year long. And so playing these big name teams is right from the get-go is super important for us to be able to, you know, get our season started off the right way.
Olivia Katoa, formerly Olivia Wade. Olivia Wade Katoa, if it helps somebody like me. Thanks so much for joining me for a couple minutes.
Yes, thanks, Sean.
Coach, I did want to ask you a little bit about this because I feel like Ellie and I go way back.
Yeah.
And by way back, I mean to like her senior year in high school when she committed to UCLA and then when she transferred back here. But I understand, I've seen a picture floating around the internet. You and Ellie go even further back to
Ellie,
when she was like 5 or 6
years
old or something like that.
Yeah. I did Celtic Academy for the young kids, and Ellie showed up in a full USA kit at 5 years old and started to kill it at that age. So I've known Ellie for a really long time.
When she comes to you about wanting to transfer back to BYU, was it a little surreal? Like, here's this little 5-year-old pipsqueak I remember, and you obviously followed her, recruited her.
Let's be honest. I was super bummed when she didn't come to BYU when I originally offered her, and you know, understand that, you know, UCLA is a fantastic program and wanted to go try something like that. So obviously, you know, always in the back of your mind. We've had it happen a few times.
Sure.
They end up wanting to come back and be a part of the university and our program. And so very excited that it worked out, especially because I've known Ellie and her family for so long. Know what a great player and what a quality person she is and what a great contributor she'll be to our team on and off the field for the next 3 years. And really looking forward to it.
She is one of... And that's one of the things that really stands out to me about her is she's one of just a handful of new players on this team, new faces on this team. It's very, you return almost everybody from last year. Mm-hmm. Obviously lost a couple of transfers. Mm-hmm. I think one graduated senior, mm-hmm. a couple of graduated seniors who are back filling out their eligibility mm-hmm. as well. Has that helped kind of the transition with Ellie and some of the new players coming in, as well as just the former players going through spring and summer to be able to pick up sort of where they left off a little bit right now?
Yeah, it's huge. There's very few times in anybody's coaching career that you return all of your starters. I mean, it rarely ever happens. And so for us to have that going into this new season and going into the Big 12, we feel that that's a big advantage for us. You know, anytime you return that many players that have had significant minutes for you, most of that returning group also played significant minutes in our 2021 run. And so having that chemistry, having that experience, that leadership, it helps, I think, that much easier for new players to come in and really get acclimated to what we do and how we do it. The fact that we had a couple girls come in January, you know, they're not true freshmen. We only had 2 new players that were adding to our roster from our spring season. We also have a unique situation with 6 return missionaries that came in 2021.
Sure.
So it's a bigger group, but lots to look forward to this season.
Including finally getting a 3rd goalkeeper, which is a little different from part of last year.
Yes. When Haven left on her mission last summer, we had the 2 keepers, something we've never experienced through a season, but we made it through.
Yeah, I was going to say, grit your teeth and just made it.
We talked about bringing people in, but we knew we had 2 coming back off of mission, so we'll have 4 keepers this year.
Yeah. Great. That's awesome. Last question. I'll get you out of here on this because you did touch on the new conference affiliation. Obviously, going to the Big 12, bringing back so much returning talent is a big help with kind of transitioning in there. But before you get there, you loaded up your non-conference schedule once again. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're playing all of the local teams. You're going to Orem, to Salt Lake, to Logan. Mm-hmm. Always tough. Bringing in a very good St. Louis team, obviously. There's this little team called UCLA that's coming here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think a few people have heard about them probably.
Yeah.
Is it just same old, trying to get ready for that Big 12 play come mid, late September, I guess?
Yeah, I think looking at the schedule, knowing that we had a lot coming back and having the experience to really challenge ourselves. You know, certain years you can load up a little bit more, and some years you might need to take it a little bit lighter, but we felt this year we
we can compete, and we want to compete right from the beginning. So yeah, we have an extremely challenging non-conference schedule, which has been the case for the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah.
Nothing new, right?
Yeah. Yeah, nothing new. And so that's actually helped us in postseason play, obviously, to have success we've done there. And it's also always prepares us for conference. And, you know, we've had a great experience in the WCC, and that conference, I think, has really helped give us the confidence going into a new P5 because the WCC was such a great soccer conference for us. But yeah, we're just, it's like, you know, just bring it on. Let's see what we got. Excited for the high level, see how good we can be. You know, there's always the risk of falling short, but, you know, that's the risk you take. You got to, if you want to be the best, you got to go play the best and see where it all falls out.
100%. Okay. Jen Rogwood, head coach of the BYU women's soccer team. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.